Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
3 hours a day. The Triple M Grill Team. 6 to 9 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M. For Coe Tyre.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
The Triple M Grill Team. NRL Recovery Session.
MG is here. You get it every Monday morning just after 7 a.m, the NRL Recovery Session.
And the first break, all things NRL. Second break, all things Origin. And let's lead off. Big story in rugby league, and I think a good result for rugby league, but not so much for the Brisbane Broncos. Craig Bellamy re-signed 3 years at the Melbourne Storm, 5.1. Not bad. And that is huge for Melbourne. There's no doubt about it. But what's interesting, MG, is what happens next at Brisbane? Is Kevin Walters going to be the next coach in 12 months' time? Do they try to poach Anthony Seibold, or do they extend Wayne Bennett?
Wow, what an awkward situation.
Sure is.
Brisbane have basically showed their hand saying they don't want Bennett. Now, I think they thought they got Bellamy. I think Brisbane really thought they got Bellamy. I'm glad Bellamy stayed at Melbourne. We talk about the big three all the time, but it's the big one. It's Bellamy. Without Bellamy at Melbourne, Melbourne aren't Melbourne. I'm so glad that he stayed there because we need him to lead the charge of in a town that isn't rugby league orientated. So well done for that. But as for Bennett, yeah. I see it untenable that he could stay there. I think maybe Kevin Walters. I think maybe Seibold, whose name keeps getting mentioned. But whoever they get, I don't think it'll be Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, Rabbitohs fans will be hoping that Anthony Seibold goes nowhere, MG. Let's talk about the Rabbitohs. They are now officially the competition favourites, second on the ladder. And while the Rabbits coach, Anthony Seibold, may cringe, it's recognition, guys, of the great job he's done. Incredible job.
Well, I was there on Thursday. We called it with Triple M, watching South. What I'm loving is the tries from scrum sets. We've been speaking about it for years, Matty, that you might as well use the scrum as something, as an attacking weapon.
Yeah.
And South did it twice. They scored off it. Robert Jennings. What South are doing, they're playing structure, but they're playing flexible structure. They're not tied down to one spot. They're having, you know, I love the way they're playing at the moment. They're just playing with such, dare I say, gay abandon that... They're probably one of the best teams along with Melbourne in the competition to watch.
Now, a side who really got gun on the weekend, and Pagey, Gus, you Blakes would have been ecstatic. This, the Roosters, close to, you know, with the Warriors' performance, their best performance of the year, 32-4 over the Panthers. The attacking combinations are starting to form, but more importantly, Jared Rea-Hargraves bounced back to his best game for a few seasons.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, he was fantastic. Played the full 80 minutes, and of course, with Napa going off, he probably had got his hand sort of forced to do that, Robbo. But yeah, great performance, MG, from the Roosters. Started off well and kept going. The first proper time they've played for 80 minutes, and everyone seemed to click. The only real drama was Latrell Mitchell. Yeah. That was a real, for a moment there. Everyone was really panicking, but we see him now sort of mucking around with Maloney in the surf at Coogee.
Frolicking
in the surf.
In their budgie smugglers.
Yeah.
Thank God for that. What did you think of Penrith's performance, mate?
I think it was the loss that was coming, to be honest. I think the week before against Canberra, they were trialed by 12 with about 3 minutes to go. Until Havili tried a field goal from dummy half. They let him back into the game. So they're lucky to probably get the Raiders game. I think a little bit of an Origin hangover for their stars, Nathan Cleary and Maloney and obviously Campbell Gillard being injured early. So, look, we did the same thing to the Dragons a few weeks ago, and they've bounced back. I think Penrith will bounce back.
Yeah, I think it was a rebound, MG. You know, you think about the week that young Nathan Cleary, for instance, had last week.
Bloody oath.
Plays his first State of Origin game in Melbourne. 2 days later, he backs up and plays against the Raiders in the freezing cold at Canberra, kicks the winning field goal. You sort of, at what point do you have to take time to breathe?
Yeah.
Mm. And you sit back and go, oh, let it out. And all of a sudden, without, you know, next thing you know, you're putting the boots back on again and going. And we saw it even with Damien Cook with South Sydney. You know, he was a little blow his breath. It's that rebound from State of Origin. And that's why, you know, listen to Danny Badiris. He always talks about, he said, you're a real Origin player when you can back up and lead the way for your team. Dragons 32, Manly 8. It looks like a flogging. It really was. The scoreline is no indication of, it was a hard-fought contest, this one.
It was.
Yeah, really. And the Dragons, hey.
I don't think Tarek Sims can do any more to try and get that spot. I know we're talking about Origin next break, but I don't think Tarek Sims could do any more. If he doesn't get picked this time, he'll never get picked. He can't play any better. As for Manly, look, they tried hard. The young 5'8 who played, I liked him.
Yeah, young Tom Wright.
Tom Wright,
he was Joey's rugby union prodigy who they pinched. Mm. Yeah,
that was always going to be a hard act to go down to Wollongong and play against the top, you know, top team in the competition. And they had a dig, but yeah, Dragons are the real deal, aren't they?
We saw the Broncos beat the Sharkies, but and the Warriors over the Cowboys. But the Canberra Raiders yesterday were battling away, losing to the Tigers 12-8. Suddenly the Englishman Josh Hodgson come in, who no doubt is their most important player, did his ACL in the World Cup. He walks on the field and basically something like 40 unanswered points.
He's the reason that I tipped the Raiders when I heard he came back. I was surprised, but well done to Ricky Stewart for not putting him straight on the field, because I think he had time to have a look at the game and assess it from the sideline. And when he came on, Matty, I've never seen a more... I don't think I've seen a more dominant dummy half this year, including Cameron Smith's epic displays.
We saw it last year. It was 2 years ago. He had that unbelievable season. MG, he's probably as important, you know, maybe even a little bit more important to the Raiders than Cameron is to Melbourne. Yeah. I reckon the equal. He's their Cameron Smith. Mm. So I think there'll be a lot of sides looking over their shoulder at the Canberra Raiders.
3 hours a day. The Triple M Grill Team. 6 to 9 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M.
One of the great Origin chasers!
This amazing and intimidating atmosphere.
It immediately enters Origin folklore.
Yeah, Freddie Fittler's named a 20-man squad. Luke Keary, Ryan Jones and Matty Pryor has come into the New South Wales squad. Regan Campbell-Gillard, of course, out of Origin 2 with a broken jaw from Friday night. Three men could replace him. Ryan Jones, Matty Pryor, or Tarek Sims. MG, what are you thinking?
Oh, I'm thinking from within. Sims has already been in camp. He's, by all accounts, when we spoke to Brandy, he was the most enthusiastic 18th man he's ever seen. So he's itching to play. I'd probably play Jake Trbojevic at front row, start him at front row, and then put Sims on the bench. I just think that if Tarek Sims doesn't play in this game too, I think his chances of playing Origin are gone forever.
And on Saturday, I'll tell you what, because on the Friday, Regan Campbell-Gillard, of course, the news came through that he'd done his jaw. Mm. Ryan James' performance. Oh, it's best I've seen him play for a long time.
I think he's going to be an Origin player. I really do. I think. I just think with Tarek Sims being in there, Pryor, good on to Matty Pryor too.
Yeah,
it's good to see good work rewarded, because he's been a stellar player for a good a long period of time. And Luke Keary, who's been great for the Roosters in recent weeks. So, you know, the backup and the depth of the New South Wales is looking really good. But I just hope they go with Tarek Sims.
You can see that what Freddie's after there, because you've got two big blokes, but they're mobile.
Mm. Yeah.
And they can, at a pinch, they can play on the edge or through the middle. Mobility's so important when you're playing against Queensland in Origins and that fast pace of the game. Queensland have got their own problems. They've lost Michael Morgan. North Queensland lost him for the year. Queensland have lost him for the rest of the series. Billy Slater will be fullback if past fit. And word out of Queensland this morning is that Anthony Milford will no longer be the 14. That will go to Kalyn Ponga.
Look, if Billy Slater isn't fit for some reason, I think Corey Oates has to be on one of the wings, especially against Tommy Turbo. It's just a mismatch when Tommy Turbo plays on the wing against Valentine Holmes. I'd have Holmes at fullback, and I think I'd bring in, you know, Ponga's got to be in the 14, in the 17. Yesterday's game, he keeps getting, like, if you're a super coach player like I am and you have him in your team, to score over 100 points is pretty damn good, and he does it every game. It doesn't matter who he plays against. He's always a standout when he plays, and he's ready. He's, you know, against Melbourne Storm yesterday, he set up the Knights try. He scored one. And even when everyone knew he was going to do what he's going to do, they can't stop him from doing it. So, as I said to you guys, I think on Thursday, if I'm a boxing promoter, I'm telling Queensland to pick Ponga, because it'll add interest to the spectacle.
Slater going to play number one? Do they reckon that?
If Slater is
and they're
is
saying he's going to be,
they'll give him till Wednesday.
Yeah, they're saying they're going to pass him fit. That if he passes fit, he'll be fine to play. But
that's a long time without a footy, Matty, isn't it?
It's 5 weeks. It'll be 5 weeks by the time the Origin comes around, and it's one of those things with the hamstring. Mm. You know, like, you don't know with them.
Well, Josh Maguire was 6 or 7 weeks, and he was one of the standouts for Queensland. Mm. So they just grow another leg, don't they, when they're playing for Queensland?
Yeah, a tripod, you call that.
David Clemmer, MG, on the weekend. I know your come on man is going to be about the Bulldogs on the weekend, but David Clemmer on the weekend did a couple of things which easily could have seen him rubbed out of Origin too. Late hits, high hits. He's been charged. And if he just takes the early guilty plea, which he will, he won't miss Origin. But, geez, mate, It was almost just a sign of the frustration with the Bulldogs.
Systematic of exactly, you're right, Matty. He's flowing on. He's indicative of what's going on at Belmore. He kind of played. I've never seen him play like that before. He's now leaving the line and not even collecting anybody. He's coming out of the line like a train and just missing people and trying to. It looked like he tried to get Simbin or sent off.
It was bizarre.
It was bizarre. Not like David Clemmer at all to do that type of stuff, especially with Origin around the corner. Yeah. So, look, the Doggies, as I'll talk to about in a minute, they're in a world of pain.
Well, let's not wait any longer. Yes. Because there's kids here getting ready to go to Holy Cross Ride College. Go to Joey's, Fairfield Patrician Brothers, of course, the Greece Campbelltown.
It's that time, everybody.
Come on, man!
I just want to tell them before they get dressed, put your scarves on today and your gloves, because it's freezing out there, kiddies.
Come on, man.
Pull up your socks.
Hose down your elderly neighbours.
Yeah, put them on. Yeah, time to
it's
a chair
hate
and hose
warning,
them.
But anyways.
It's come on, man.
What
come
is
on,
it, man.
Well, the Doggies. The worst start to an NRL season in 54 years. Back to Belmore this week. I picked them for that reason. 6,800 fans turned up, which I don't think was even half of that. It looked like it was about 3,500. They're coming second last on the ladder. They're in a world of pain, and I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel for the Doggies at the minute. It's one of them things that they're losing players, cost of salary cap restraints, and David Clemmer's performance yesterday reeks of the frustration that the fans must be having as well. So, Bulldogs, I'm feeling for them at the moment, and I don't know what's going to happen to him, Matty.
Come on, man. Mosenby officially gone. Now he's a Tiger. Aaron Woods.
Yes.
Supposedly on his way out, but he and the Sharks, they've had a bit of a stalemate, so... I don't know. And trying to retire Kieran Foran, there's talk of that. Man, it's just...
Yeah, Manly and Dogs at the moment must be looking at each other going, who's worse at the moment?
Come on, man!
Well, mate, good to see you.
MG,
good to
see you. We love you.
That mate. Lumberjack shirt is gold.
I know, I've just finished...
stick your finger up.
I've been chopping wood, mate.
I know. What about you, Mo? I love you, Mo.
Yeah, what is the mow about at the moment? Is this just a mid-season kind of, I want to grow a mow? Or?
Yeah. I love it.
I think excited that we had the rock ball on. I thought, what's more rock and roll?
A bit of Freddie Mercury.
Dirty mow.
I can think of other things that are rock. Hudson.
Oh, behave yourself.
MG.
You're on the... just
go for a walk. Yeah, go and do some wild pack.
Give yourself 10 minutes.
I'm going to see Georgia Macchiata's boy.
Yes. Bye.
MG back for the rush hour, 6 o'clock tonight. It's the Grill Team on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Grill Team, 6 to 9 a.m. on 104.9 Triple M.